Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness. I'm not Maria. Can you tell? I'm Scott. And because it's an intro and I'm Scott and I'm not Maria, I'm going to blow all of the important information because she's always here and she always does. And she does such a fantabulous job of doing it. But here we are. It's Thursday again, of course, and 337-8874 is the phone number. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and if you want to catch us later, you know, this is like the best show you ever heard. I'm promising you in advance. And, yeah, because Mark's here. And no pressure. But if you want to refer back to the show, because really, you know, one of the things that we try and do here is get information out that's topical and relevant and, you know, kind of connects to the community. And then now we used to have like this thing where maybe you could hear it echo off of Superstition Mountain or something. But now we have a podcast. The podcasts are at KXLradio.com, and you can click on Let's Talk About It and find Mario Espinosa's marvelous production work as he, you know, gets all this garbled stuff that we spill out on the radio into some sort of organized form. So, check us out there on podcast, or if you hear stuff today that you think other people in the community might benefit from, then clearly kick it over there. And, you know, if you're bored someday and just kind of surfing, surf on over to KXLradio.com, check out their whole website, and look at the podcast of all the stuff that we've done in the past, and maybe there's something that grabs your attention. You can listen to it in your cubicle while you're hanging out at work, and or not. Good morning. Okay, that's it then. Hey, Mark Paris is our guest today, and he's coming to us from a place called the Treehouse, right? The Treehouse.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with other treehouses, the Treehouse.
It's the Treehouse. The Treehouse is located in Imperial, California, 200 North Imperial, and it's a place for families and their children to go and grow together, in so many words. But we do focus on children 0 to 5 years of age. So from birth to 5 years of age, once they turn 6, they usually go to kinder, so they're not really going to come around. But our focus is the first 5 years of life, which is based on Imperial County Children and Families First Commission, which is the first 5 of California.
Now, have you found just from experience that having children that young in a treehouse is dangerous? Have they ever fallen out?
No, it's pretty safe. We have staff there making sure they don't fall out, and we tie them, you know, from the tree so they don't.
Is this one of like those big eucalyptus trees that's like right on the canal banks there, or did you guys like do the whole fruitless mulberry? Or
it's a fruitless mulberry. But basically, what the whole basis of the treehouse is, Rosie Nava Bermudez had a vision of a place where a family could come and just go ahead and learn together with. Develop motor skills, develop preschool, you know, skills, just to get them ready for kinder, stuff like that. And recently, well, not recently, for the past couple of years, she's done the ASQs. I don't know if you're familiar with the ASQs, ages and stages questionnaire.
Ah, there you go. I knew acronyms always have like words behind them, don't they?
So, you know, that's been a great help to a lot of parents to help them at home develop the skills that are deficient in a lot of their children. Or just let them know that, hey, everything's fine. Don't worry. Just stop worrying about, you know, certain little things that the child's doing. Eventually, they'll get to that point.
Well, because the children, sadly, don't have, like, little help buttons on them that you can push and get, like, this long list of instructions about what they're supposed to be doing or how to help them do it better or whatever.
Definitely.
And so you guys try and fill that gap, I guess.
Pretty much. It's exactly what we do. We try to fill that gap of worries that the parents may have so they won't worry. I mean, just kind of like, hey, a child's a child, let them grow, do the best you can, but here's some tips that you can probably use to help you ease the frustrations or, like, my child's not doing what that child's doing, but eventually it comes. Every child is different as well. We all know that.
Now, what if I'm looking for a place where I can just drop my toddler off at the door and point at the nice lady and say, call her daddy. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Is that the place for me?
No. That would be a child care or even a preschool or one of those places, a Head Start. But no, what we want is for you to come in, whether it be grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, whoever's designated to take care of the child, mom or dad, to come in and and work with the child in the environment. We've got computers, we've got different areas that deal with different parts of growth for the child, and we want the person taking care of the child to be part of that, not just drop off and, you know, we'll take care of it. Of course, we participate. We give classes every morning and every afternoon. We do the classes, and whether it be on cultural things, you know, like in we did the Hanukkah, we exposed children to different cultures and expressed to them what it's all about, and the parents as well. And then you've got parents that have their own culture, and they bring it in and share it with us, and it becomes a big salad of understanding and growth. So,
there must be a market for that, because there's not a lot of it. Have you met with a lot of support, with a lot of, hey, this is the coolest thing ever, about time somebody's doing something like this? Or is it like, hey, dude, Hanukkah? Really?
Actually, you know, that was just an example. I mean, we go through all the different cultures, but yeah, actually, a lot of people like it. A lot of people are like, wow, I didn't know that, or, you know, and it's, in general, people at the Treehouse are very satisfied, because it's just that one place you could go and just throw your shoes off, literally, because we ask parents to throw their shoes off so that they don't walk around with the shoes on with all the dirt and all that, because it's a place where the kids run around barefoot and stuff. So, pretty much, it's that kind of environment, and it's really family. It's very, you know, we're there to support, you know, it's very great.
How much does it, I mean, it sounds like one of those places you have to pay to play. How much does it cost to attend, basically?
Pretty much, it's $40 a month, and you could go as many times as
Which
long
is,
as
I,
you want.
Probably less than gym membership or something, huh? Right around there.
It's around there, but at the same time, I mean,
that's less than cable TV.
There you go. There you go. But pretty much, yeah, so it's $40 a month, and then we have day passes, because some parents won't pay $40 because they're not going to go every day or twice a week or three times a week. So they go once a week, so they'll pay $10 for the day pass, and that seems to work for a lot of parents, too.
Nice. Are there any kind of I don't know, poor things? Is there any kind of sliding scale stuff where people could, if they didn't have that kind of a resource but they really wanted that type of exposure, could they wheel and deal?
Actually, at one time we did. We used to get funding from, well, we still get funding from Imperial County Children and Family Service Commission and United Way, and then we get stuff from Sempra Energy, you know, donations. But pretty much we have to stick to that now, because that's what kind of pays the light bill, pays this, pays that. So we had to stick to one price.
Yeah.
But at one time we did have a $25 sliding scale, and that, we don't have that anymore.
You know, and still, $10 a week, you know.
Pretty much. It's
probably good investment.
Very good
one
investment,
might suspect.
I would say. Not just because I work there, but because it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. You get paid off of that, too, huh? So we're here with Mark Patters. 337-8874 is the phone number. He's some sort of program coordinator type.
I help coordinate a program that we just got started, and I also teach a class. I'm an instructor/coordinator of the program.
So the Treehouse is out in Imperial, and it focuses on basically the 0 to 5 population. But it also focuses a lot on the parents and their relationship to their 0 to 5 people. So it really doesn't carve out the kids and say, okay, we're going to do really cool things for the kids that help spur their development or you know, make them into, you know, upper middle class, college graduated type people that we all want our little kids to turn into.
Yeah.
Instead, tell me about the mix, because that's not really where the focus is. It doesn't like carve out the kids and treat them separately, does it?
No. It's actually building an understanding between the child and the parent or the grandparent. Because, I mean, like I say, we've got parents that are working, so grandma and grandpa bring them, or uncle and aunt, or even caretakers, you know. They come in and bring the child. But it's kind of just building a relationship. I mean, like yesterday on the show, one of the individuals here was saying that it's important. It seems like, you know, we have one area where we always mix in food. You know, the kid starts making a tamale or tortilla with the parents. So it's like they're doing it together. So they're emotionally bonding.
Making like a happy meal?
No fast food. You know, these are cultural good foods, even tortillas, even, you know, they bake together. So it becomes a really great thing, you know, and the parent is teaching the child, and we're there to just kind of instruct how, because, I mean, nowadays it's rough. I mean, parents are working 10 hours a day. They come home, here's a Happy Meal, like you just said, you know.
Because wrestling's on.
Exactly, or the novela, you know, soap opera.
American Idol.
There you go. So pretty much I feel that the treehouse kind of reconnects that a bit, you know, hey, it's family time.
Family now, time. You know, it's kind of interesting because it's going to attract people who value that and people who aren't really paying as much attention or may just be so busy that they're not aware that this is important aren't going to be, like, as attracted to it because it's a little time and a little money and a little effort and all that stuff has to pull you away from your other distractions in life. What is the bottom line? Why is this important for kids? How is this a difference maker for families?
Well, overall, just from the families that come in and out, we've had over, you know, 1,500 families come in and out of the program. And, I mean, we've been around for 10 years, a little bit over 10 years now. And it's just seeing the benefits of the parents coming in, especially with the ASQs. They're satisfied. They feel, you know what, I'm doing a good job, or, you know what, help me out here, see what I can do to make it better for my son or daughter. The benefits basically are parents being happy and kids not wanting to leave the treehouse every time. You know, you could see that if kids were bored or kids weren't getting something out of it, they'd be like, you know what, let's get out of here. Regardless if they're 0 to 5 or, you know, 6 to 18, if they get bored, they get bored. But I can see that they want to be there, and the parents as well. You know, then not only that, parents get to socialize a little between parents, and they learn from each other while the kids are there doing some stuff. It's just, I don't know, I see so many benefits. I see so many benefits in the sense that families are getting more united, families are learning. And like you said, not every family is going to do this because they don't have time. But
they are after they listen to this, by the way. That was the whole trick there.
Oh, okay, I hope so. But pretty much, I feel that anybody that goes in there comes out a bit different, you know, because they start learning, they start accepting, you know, certain things that their child is doing. And like I say, some of the classes, you learn a bit more about your child, you know. You learn a little bit about culture, you learn a little bit about people, and you walk out there going, oh, okay, you know, I learned something new. And it's always good to learn something new every day, so.
You know, one of the things that kind of stands out in your description to me is this whole kind of concept of interaction. It's more and more common today to see people just kind of interacting with their own little electronic media devices like the rest of us don't even exist. or this kind of parallel play thing where you've got 7 TVs in 7 rooms and you've got 7 people watching 7 programs, but it's family time. Or this, you know, like you're sitting there with your handheld gaming device and they're sitting there with their iPhone and somebody's watching TV and somebody else is on their laptop. And they may all be in the same room together, but there's not this whole kind of relationship.
There you go.
Do people really discover the value of relationship at the treehouse? Is that one of the real kind of hidden payoffs there?
Yeah, I think that is. And one of the key things is we say no cell phones, you know, because then you get a parent that answers the cell phone, they start chit-chatting, whether it be the husband, the wife, the whoever, and then they forget about the child. So we say, you know what, only if it's an emergency, answer that. So we do no electronic devices, no stuff like that, because we just want it to be back to old school, you know, let's just hang out and have a good time and learn, you know, from what's going on. But, yeah, as far as I feel parents, yeah, they're connecting. They're connecting with others without texting each other. You know, they're actually talking, you know. And the texting generation nowadays, it's not there at the treehouse. This is a place where you come, and it's old school, I would say. Old school in the sense where you're going to chit-chat with other parents, and the kids are going to even develop social skills because they're playing with other kids that they've never met. Kind of like the playground, you know, socializing. So it's a great place. It's a great place, and parents are benefiting, children are benefiting.
Well, I just kind of hit me from the area of you know, regret, because it's fairly common to hear, oh, my kids are growing up so fast, or oh, I only wish I had more time to spend with them, or oh, geez, I, you know, giving, you know, realizing when something's gone that you lost it, it's not going to be there anymore, and realizing that you made some choices along the way to not engage or not spend that precious time or not spend those minutes with the people who are really around you, you know. And it seems like the treehouse could, if nothing else, capitalize on that to really increase, you know, to basically, it's a really good selling point.
Yeah. I agree with you. You put it very well.
All right. So 337-8874 is the phone number. Now, you do some special stuff over at the Treehouse. Let's dive into your special gig.
Okay.
You are, aside from being the public relations guru, obviously.
In about October of last year, we got a mini grant, and this mini grant was based on technology, spreading technology to filling the digital divide. A lot of people say, what do you mean by a digital divide? Digital divide is parents, grandparents that just do not have access to internet or a computer. Parents that don't even know what a mouse is or keyboard or don't know how to use it. So what we did through San Diego Futures Foundation and CETF, which is California Emerging...
It's got a big long name.
Yeah, it's got one of those big long names, but it's it's basically funds from people like Verizon, AT&T, and they say, let's give it back to the community in a sense.
But it's also investment, because the more people you get into the electronic game...
There you go. There's always a catch, right?
Yeah.
But pretty much, basically that money comes in, and it goes back to the community, and... How we're able to do this is, I'll just explain what we do here. I won't go into all the technicalities over there.
No, we'll do that in the second half of the show.
Oh.
Stay tuned. More technicalities.
Okay. So basically what I do here in Imperial is I look for parents at the first question I would ask if a parent comes to me and says, how do I get a computer? Or how do I get into your classes? First question is, do you have a computer at home? Or internet. And some parents will say, yeah, I have internet, but not a computer because my kid has an Xbox.
You know what? Interestingly, I was looking this up for something else. Interestingly, Imperial County, you know, for those of us who've been around the internet since it was, you know, your computer had like 8 kilo whatever they are, instead of megabits or gigabits or whatever. I'm already dating myself, right? It's hard to imagine, but we are one of the lowest areas in the country in terms of percentage of household computer ownership. We're way down there, like lower 30%. So like 3 out of 10 houses have computers.
Yeah.
And that's hard to imagine. How many computers do you have in your house?
I just have one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Of course, you're living by yourself.
No.
Your cat's on the computer right now.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. But pretty much getting back to trying to get a parent to participate in the program is we then ask if you're low income, because we focus on low income families.
Sure.
And
well, that's one of the blocks, because your telecommunications bill can jump right up there pretty quick.
Pretty much. And then you've got the last part, which is you have a child 0 to 5 in the home, because once again we focus on children 0 to 5 in the home, whether it be granddaughter, niece living with you, you know, that's kind of a thing. Make sure that the child 0 to 5 in the home, because they can benefit from a computer.
So for those of you taking notes at home who may want to take advantage of this, we've got no computer, want a computer, child 0 to 5 in the home, and low income.
Right.
Okay.
So those are the three keys there. And once they do that, we ask them to come into the office and do a test, which is 30 questions long on the internet, and you have to pass the test with a 80% or more. So it means you can only miss 6 questions out of the 30. And once they pass that, they automatically qualify for a computer if they purchase internet on their own. And we don't sell internet. We say go buy it wherever you want, as long as it's broadband, because it's considered the broadband initiative. So broadband, no dial-up, no wireless. It has to be broadband, which is Time Warner, AT&T, PeoplePC.com, or whatever out there. And they bring
me plenty of providers to choose from.
Pretty much. So they bring me a letter and saying I got internet, and I give them a free computer. And that's just how it works. If they don't pass the test, then I offer them 4 classes of 2.5 hours each, and I go over the basic skills of.
Would it be cheating to give out like an example of the question?
No.
Where do you put the batteries in the computer? False.
No, it's basically like one of them is I can't think off the top of my head. What is the internet? That's one of the questions. You know, it's a multi computers.
It's a special place where all my friends live.
Yeah, it's MySpace or you know one of those places. But pretty much
the kingdom of Mark Zucker.
But pretty much, yeah, that's how it works. I mean, that's how that program works. And they gave us a mini grant, so that's 100 computers that we need to give out by September 2011. And I'm already on number 57, because yesterday I just gave out another one.
You're cruising right along, kiddo.
Yeah. and that's how that's working.
And these are good basic beginning.
They're Dells. They're very basic, and one thing, they are refurbished. They are refurbished because I will get more into the technicalities in the next part you said.
Yeah. But if you know you get a kid 0 to 5 running around the house, you probably don't want a real expensive computer just because stuff happens, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you don't want them.
Mommy, I spilled my water.
I mean, but these are computers that you could eventually upgrade and put more stuff into on your own once you know. But pretty much they come with a keyboard, mouse, connection cords, monitor, and the CPU. So. Which is a computer itself.
Well, and decent broadband, and that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Now, once they've got that, is that something that we then encourage this kind of interactive process with the kid to keep going on with?
Yeah, definitely. We give you programs you could work with your child. We have constant support, so if you have any questions or what do I do here, how do I do that, there's an 800 number, and then there's me.
So if you're feeling pretty sharp today, go ahead and call up Mark Paris over at the Treehouse and pass the test.
Yeah.
And walk away with a brand new computer. Well, they give you a certificate and you mail it in. And
No. We give you. I have the computers.
Really?
There. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, stacked up? Right there. They're right there ready to go.
How do you carry a Treehouse down that rickety ladder? How do you carry a computer down the rickety ladder from the Treehouse?
We have our system.
You guys, your risk management department must stay like busy full time. Okay, yeah. So what we're going to do, it's top of the hour. Let's talk about it. We're going to take a short break, and what we'll do is when we come back, let's pretend we don't get 80% on the test, and we're going to go into your computer class. And let's talk about what your computer class does and open it up for phone calls and do some other stuff, and that'll be a wrap for today, okay?
Perfect.
So let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley, and I'm talking with my AM voice right now, so you're probably going, what is he doing? Is he had too much coffee or what? But it's always fun to do that when you're on the radio. Okay, I'm Scott. Maria's not here this morning, which is why the intro is being so inadroitly handled. 337-8874 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. We're here today with Mark Paris, and if you missed us before the top of the hour, Mark said something. He said, if you have limited income and you have a child under the age of 5 years in your house and you don't have a computer and you pass 80% on a 30-question test, and you do all of those things after climbing the rickety ladder up into the treehouse over in Imperial, then he will give you a brand new free computer. And if you can manage to get that computer down the rickety ladder into your car back home, you will have a brand new free computer in your house to hook up to the internet
right. Through
one of our broadband providers, who shall remain nameless because there's plenty of them and you can find them. And then you can have, like, a computer. Like, for free. Well, you had to pass tests. I mean, it wasn't totally free, but you need to drive over there and survive the ladder, but for free.
Yes.
From the Treehouse in Imperial. What's your phone number over there, Mark?
It's 760-355-1225. That's direct line towards me.
And if they heard about it on Let's Talk About It, would you give them, like, a free mouse or something?
No.
So it doesn't come with a mouse. You got to buy your own mouse?
No, the computer comes with your monitor, mouse, keyboard, and...
Okay, that was the Let's Talk About It mouse, okay?
Oh, okay.
If they hadn't said that, they wouldn't have gotten the mouse. Okay. They would have been mouseless. They would, you know, the really cool people on the computer can actually do the whole mouse thing anyway.
That's true. That is true.
I have profound respect for them.
That's the arrow keys.
Yeah,
that's what they were made for in the beginning.
There you go. 337-8874 is the phone number. We're here with Mark Paris. He works at the Treehouse. He's a public relations guy today. But he also teaches a computer class for the people who would like a free computer and don't score 80%. Let's talk about that because, you know, one of the things that is true today about the world is that people your age, kiddo, And younger people, digital people, essentially, you know, the iGen generation, if you want. You know, that's kind of a good name for them.
Okay.
Their brains actually have a bigger section devoted to their thumbs than to their index fingers, which my brain has. My brain is an index finger brain because the index finger used to be a really important finger more important than anything else on your hand. And so you have a nice big chunk of your brain. Exactly. It's the pointer finger. And thumbs, you know, are important for holding on to heavy things, but they weren't really like technology tools. All that has changed. And in that, brains have changed. So now you've got a generation of parents who have thumb brains, if you will, or who have finger brains. And you have a generation of kids who have thumb brains. So this, for you guys, you know, you talk about all this interaction at the treehouse and talk about parents and kids kind of sharing traditions and cultures. This is a really good example of something where there is an inherent difference.
Yeah.
And the treehouse can come together and help bridge that and help connect the two generations together.
Yeah, I like that. I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
You told me that on the break, Mark. Come on, you're the expert here.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I did.
Well, no, you know, because to face it, the older generations, even if we've learned how to operate the computers and we stopped calling it the internets instead of the internet, we still remain digitally challenged, I would be the fair term, as near as I can tell. And, you know, there's an occasional person that kind of breaks free and gets it. But most of us are kind of struggle, to say the least, because our brains aren't geared for this. But with this, you give children a chance to grow up in a computer-rich household, which locks them. You know, the internet's a huge source of learning.
Yes, it is.
And it gives parents a chance to begin to learn their children's world, which will be a digital world, as near as we can tell, unless, you know, they stop sending us electricity.
Pretty much.
So what do you do? So tell me about your computer class, first of all. Let's start there.
Well, you know, it's basics. Basics being we go over the hardware. You know, a lot of parents don't know what the hardware is. A lot of the parents that I'm working with. So we talk about the difference between software and hardware. That would be like the first class and just go over what the mouse does, how it performs.
Hardware's like the stuff, right?
Yeah, hardware would be like the monitor itself, the mouse, the keyboard. You know, any other items that you're going to put on there, you know, camera, whatever it is you're going to do with your computer, that would be the hardware. The software would be the programs like Windows XP or Word or Microsoft, stuff like that.
The stuff you have to click on,
the
basically.
Stuff, in your system. So we kind of go over that, and we basically just introduce them in the first class to everything. We go over websites, you know, how to log on to a website, what the URL is, what the browser navigator is, just different stuff. Second class, we kind of go over a little typing, you know, just to learn the keys, what each key does, the F keys. I mean, some of these keys we see on the keyboard, we don't even
know
what
they are. Not the secrets of the F keys. You guys give away the secrets of the F keys?
Yes, we do. And what the control button does, the shift, you know, cap locks, all that good stuff. So we just kind of go
over
that.
That's insider stuff. Did they give you license to give that away?
No, it's underground.
Wow. Pretty sophisticated. And you have, like, because some of that stuff's fairly complex, do you have, like, a user guide or something? Do you hand out, like, written
well,
material?
Well, what we do is I put it on the computers they're using. They actually have a computer in front of them in the class. So to go green, I instead of printing out all these manuals, I put it on the computer. So as we're going, they're going on the computer, and we're following the plan, the brochure, whatever you want to call it, the guide.
Neat. So then they can take the guide home and refer back to it.
When they get the computer, they have it with them, and they can refer back to it, yeah. But like I say, we want to go green because it's a big packet. So you imagine every student that comes in, it's a lot of trees.
Oh, you know, the idea would be to just, once they get their computer, give it to them in PDF, right? And then you don't have to carry around paper. You've got a computer file, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Although, of course, the ultimate irony is I need to get into the computer file to figure out what's wrong with my computer, and I can't get into my computer.
That would be rough. You're right. But that's when they call the 800 number. They call me and say, hey, Mark, what's going on?
Now, do you have is this your natural place? Are you a computer tech person by nature?
No, I'm not. I don't know, you know, people say, what are you doing teaching computer class? Well, it's just that I'm a people person, so I kind of can teach, but computers, I don't know exactly everything about a computer, but I know the basics.
So you walked into the room and Rosie saw that little glow and she said, you are the computer dude.
I am the computer dude, and I'm doing a pretty good job.
Nice. How many people have taken your class?
People that have taken the class is about maybe 40 of the 56 computers I've given, or actually a little bit less, and the other ones are people that have just gone in and passed the test with an 80% or higher, and they just buy internet, and then they come back and I give them the computer. But about at least 40 have taken the class. At least, nice.
And do you run the class like in, like, I'm starting a class and I'm going to do a class this month and then I'll do a class next month? And
yeah, I schedule it as I fill up. Right now I have a waiting list of 4 people, so I'm waiting for, I do 7 people in a class. So,
which is nice size class for attention and stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely, because each one has their own needs. Some people are a lot more advanced, some people are slower, some people are still trying to press left click on the mouse, right click. So sometimes I have to stop and just focus on one, and meanwhile, hey, or let's all help out, you know. And I've noticed every group is different, but the key thing is everybody's trying to help each other grow. Everybody's helping each other learn. You know, if somebody knows something and I'm busy, oh, don't worry, I'll help out. So it's, you know, I'm busy with another student. So it's nice to see that everybody's just trying to grow in that class. So.
Control, Alt, Delete, Registry Codes, bye.
Okay. There you go.
The blue screen of death.
Pretty much.
Well, I was helping, really. Honest, I was.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we do. And then the last class that we do is we focus on redoing the test, because what happens is if you don't pass it the first time, you redo the test at the end. And I've seen the percentages. People get 40% at the end. They get maybe 90%.
So you really got to focus, dial in back to the test and say, okay, here's the whole reason we were here, and this is what you got to do to get your computer.
And throughout the class, I'm throwing the questions out like, hey, by the way, don't forget that's on the test. And you know, we're talking about CPU. Remember, that's on the test. Or what the modem is. I'll take out a modem. Remember, this is on the test. This is one of the answers of the question. So I'll throw it out there, and they're taking notes. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, that's it. So pretty much the last class, we redo the test. But the questions are all scattered. It's not the same like when they first took it. They're all scattered, but it's the same questions. And once they pass that, then once again they go by the internet and come back. But the last class we also focused on email. Majority of these families don't know what an email is, so we go over that in the last class and do an email. You know, and now they walk out with an email and they feel, hey, I have an email now. I'm part of the, you know, internet world. Whereas before, when they came in, they didn't even know what an email was.
Oh, is it, you know, it's interesting. We were working with women and families in recovery, and one of the things we started really focusing our attention on aftercare.
Okay.
You know, like, okay, now that you're not using drugs, what does your life look like, and how do you begin to manage that life to reintegrate with all the other people who are having basic drug-free lives, or you know, not drug-impaired lives anyway. And one of the things we discovered right away was that nobody had email. Nobody. And we kind of like looked at ourselves and says, either computers don't get high, or they don't help you get high, or they're no fun when you're high. Or maybe all of the above.
Never know.
But it was an interesting point of speculation, because it was almost like 100% assured. There were not very many people who had started recovery who were digitally connected.
Correct.
In any aspect when they started recovery. Maybe that's if you think about it, it could possibly be a good resiliency factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep your kids off of drugs, get them hooked up into, you know, Facebook,
right,
or something.
Well, there's one family in particular that called me, and she's like, you know, my son, we need a computer, and my son, you know, they have older children, and he goes out to his friend's house, he has a computer, comes home late, he's gotten in trouble for curfew, blah, blah, blah. He was doing his work at a friend's house or the library. And she's, I really need a computer. I said, well, come in. And then she did the test, and she passed it with an 83%, barely passed it by her. And now, you know, and she also came out of the Valley Press. We had a soft launch back in February. And she came out, and, you know, they showed a picture of the student, and he's staying home now, staying out of trouble. So in a way, that's kind of helped them stay home. They're focusing on their work at home. The parents happy, and the parents learning with the children how to use a computer. So that's a success story in itself, because now mom is saying, I'm not worried about my kid being out at his friend's house at 10 o'clock at night. He could be home working on the computer at home. So that's kind of filling the digital divide and filling mom's safety needs, you know, and the son is not in trouble anymore for breaking curfew.
So yeah, kind of a good news balance, kind of good news bad news joke, because you know now your kid's in digital land, which
has
its own little.
Yeah, you're right, but there's, I think, a total of 3 children in the house, so they're learning to share it. Mom's interacting with them. Mom's learning.
Good.
So, but I see what you mean. Yeah, now it's hard to get him out of the house, but at the same time, he's home at a decent hour. You know, he's not out there. You know,
strange lights coming from the living room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I hope not. Now we got to teach classes on making sure they know when to turn off the computer.
So you do a follow-up class on, like, Worlds of Warcraft or
something like that.
MMPG games. Okay. So, again, if you are low-income, have a child 0 to 5, and don't have a computer, you go to your treehouse. Go to the treehouse in Imperial. Pass the test. 80% or more.
Yes.
30-question test, right?
30 questions. So
multiple guess?
Miss
multiple
six.
Choice?
Multiple choice. You can only miss 6 in order to pass.
Okay. And if not, you take a class and then pass the test.
Yeah, pretty much. You'll be ready once you finish the classes.
Now, do you guys have technology types of interactive stuff at the treehouse also? I mean, is that part of your treehouse menu of options?
In the treehouse, there's about 3 computers for the children, and they're, you know.
So some of these 0 to 5-year-olds are going to be running circles around their parents.
Pretty much, yeah. So we have a little technology division in the treehouse right next to the book section where parents sit down and read to their child. On the other side, there's computers where children learn shapes and colors and numbers and spelling and stuff like that. So we have 3 little computers out there. But the computers that I use are just for parents. They're not for the children. They're different.
One of the things I've noticed about, especially since with broadband, because with broadband you can stream video basically. That's kind of the breaking off point, is that children with access to broadband watch less television. Conversely, they watch more computer monitor. But the trick is that they've figured out that you know, those of us who grew up on TV haven't figured out yet, is that they if with a good search engine and access to YouTube and some other stuff,
right,
you can find exactly what you want to watch whenever you want to watch it. Pretty much, it's there somewhere.
Sure.
And you know, you have to teach them about, you know, be careful which sites you click on, because some sites say that they're going to give you something and they give you something else.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the aspects I didn't talk about, but we talk about safety and cyberbullying in the third class. You know, how important it is to be sure that when your child is using the computer, you're not just leaving them alone. Like if it's a babysitter, you know, be sure that you're there seeing what they're doing, follow up on the history, see what they've been looking at, you know, talk to them. Because there is a lot of cyberbullying going on. And just really quick, I want to throw in on March 19th.
No, go slow. You've got 13 minutes. You're cool.
Okay. It just triggered off something because there's going to be a class at this event on cyberbullying by Veronica Wright. She's going to be doing that.
When is that? I'm sorry.
March 19th.
Okay.
At the Frank Wright Middle School in Imperial, right across, I guess it's the Highway 86, AMTM.
Yes.
Right there, we're going to have an event from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that event is going to be the Get Connected Technology Fair. And in that technology fair, we're going to have people like GameStop, Geek Squad, AT&T. We're hoping Time Warner shows up. Vendors, people that are going to be exposing what the internet is.
They've adopted you. You are the digital guy now.
And, you know, we're going to have other people that are going to show up, like health departments, and put up their website so people will know, hey, I can access stuff.
Is that on a Saturday?
This is on a Saturday, March 19th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be giveaways. We're going to give away 4 laptops throughout the day. Every 2 hours, we're going to be having those giveaways. We're going to have an Xbox 360, which we're going to give away. With a couple games, we're going to be giving out an iPod Touch. So there's going to be a lot of prizes, a lot of door prizes. It's going to be really awesome.
And lots of information.
Overall, the information is what we want to get out there, but, you know, we're hoping somebody walks out with all this fun stuff too, you know. But we're also going to have La Gente Car Club is going to join us. They're going to be giving a computer. You know, they're going to donate a computer to give away as well. So they're going to be out there with their cars and give a computer out. So we got all kinds of people getting involved.
I'm imagining, sorry, I just had like a flash in my head. I'm imagining like a 65 Impala just totally dressed up with a digital, with a touch, big old touch screen on it, you know,
yeah,
and the guy's
yeah.
like rolling the tunes with a touch screen, and he's got his
sure
phone hooked
that.
Up to it.
I'm
oh,
sure
man, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so they're going to be out there, and, you know, we're also going to have jumpers. We're going to have live groups, a couple live groups. And we're just going to make a fun day out of it. 6 hours of fun and learning. Most important, learning. There's, like I said, there's going to be different agencies out there. And what we want parents and the community, this isn't just for parents. This is for everybody who wants to attend. We'll be exposed to what's new. You know, I mean, we've got a DJ that might be using his iPod to DJ. You know, nowadays it's just, You know, it's just a whole different ballgame now. I'm still old school. I DJ, but I'm old school. But when I see this...
Actually, there's DJ and then there's CJ.
CJ.
Yeah, computer jockeys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, computer jockeys use either iPhone apps if you're really ghetto or whatever, or computers to do their mixes and stuff. DJs still use turntables.
Right.
And there's a, you know, clearly if you're DJing and you're pulling records out and you're doing your mix and you're matching your beats, that's a different job than coming in with a pre-recorded beat matched Ableton, you know, gig and just showing up and performing your, you know, it's like putting a CD into a CD machine and pushing play and then dancing in front of the crowd.
But that's how technology has changed, you know, big time on that. So there's going to be all kinds of exposition, you know, stuff going out there, you know, to show.
So it's March 19th over at Frank
Wright Middle School, and the doors open at 9, you know, registration and, you know.
Free to be?
Free to be. Everything's free. First 150 people get free respados. We're going to have a respado machine out there, the shaved ice, so.
Which you don't want to drip on your keyboard, by the way.
Yeah, you cannot go in there in the multi-purpose room because it's all technology. No drinks, no nothing. That's why it's outside. You could look at the cars with your Raspalo. Just don't drop the Raspalo on the La Gente Car Club cars. So you got to be careful with that. But, yeah, other than that, it's going to be fun. And then we're going to have the stuff for the kids. They're going to be jumpers. And then we're going to have the Family Treehouse train, which will be giving free rides to the kids mm-hmm. all around the school. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
How many people do you anticipate coming to something like that?
You
get the word out. You could be like Mardi Gras or something.
That would be fine. You know, the more the merrier. We want people to learn what's out there. And, I mean, we're looking, you know, from where we were having a meeting last week, we're looking at least 400 people, we're hoping, because there's also another event going on the same day. So we'll see.
But not nearly as cool as your event. I mean,
let's get the truth out there. Okay, yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I wanted to make sure people know about that. March 19th, put it on your calendars. We want to see you out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, let's kind of go back and talk a little bit more about the Treehouse. What other kind of programs and stuff do they have? I mean, we've got kind of the interactive young children parent thing, which is huge.
Right.
And we've talked about how important that is to, you know, building relationships, passing on traditions. We've got your computer class. Is there anything else bubbling over there?
I mean, overall, every day there's a different theme where the teachers will kind of teach children. It changes day to day, and it's always based on, you know.
Wednesdays is always meatloaf, though, right?
That's not cafeteria.
That was my cafeteria.
No, but I mean, every day there's something going on, and then the ASQs, like I said, the Ages and Stages questionnaire are happening every day. Different parents are coming in, so there's constantly traffic at the Treehouse. There's always stuff going on, and overall, the most important thing is parents just participating with their child, either on the book rack or the computers or the jungle gym or the motor skills refinement, whatever it is that they're doing.
So it's like lots of playing and learning and being together,
right?
With an emphasis on the science of child development.
There you go.
That kind of gives you some, as a parent, kind of either, you know, it helps you to plan your child, to plan to manage your child's, I mean, because that's what parents are. Parents are like child managers.
Teachers, doctors, everything.
Well, yeah, you're trying to typically, if you're a parent, you're trying to, like, have some sort of suffering-free existence for your kid. and get them to a place where they're safe and happy and comfortable and productive and give you lots of grandbabies, I suppose.
Cool. Why not?
and that's the Treehouse's role, huh?
Pretty much, just unification.
Does the Treehouse ever get to go out and, like, go on the road? I don't know, like antique roadshow or something. Can you guys go over to daycares and kind of give them a dose of what you do, or is that?
No, we don't really do that. Well, I mean, we attend health fairs of other events and give out information on what we do. We have our train out there constantly, different events in Imperial. But we don't really go, you know, Rosie will go out maybe and give classes on how to do the ASQs or some of the stuff we do. But as far
as... Because, you know, I'm just thinking in terms of the, we're a pretty spread out valley. We're pretty, you know, if you look at the whole valley, it's a wide community.
Right.
And you know, gas is X amount of dollars per gallon, and not everybody's got cars, and there's economic tightness around all over the place. It'd be cool if people, like, say, in Calexico of limited means, had just a taste of the treehouse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's always been a thing. A lot of parents say, why don't you open one in Calexico? Why don't you open one in Brawley? But that's why Imperial's kind of in the middle of everything. You got Nyland, you got people from Calipet that come, Brawley, Westmoreland. Then you've got Calexico.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's a good magnet area, but
I realize that, especially now with the gas prices. Like you said, it's wild. But
I figure it was hard enough to get the first treehouse past the building code people.
Pretty much. All the water we got to use to get that tree, you know. But anyways, no, pretty much, you know, maybe in the future. Maybe they'll push it more out there. Maybe go to different preschools, child cares, et cetera. So.
And just kind of like a make it, take it treehouse way to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you've got, in addition to having a place where it happens, you've got a philosophy.
Right.
And that philosophy is you could export, basically.
Yeah, and I see that. But maybe in the future, I don't know. If Rosie wants to do that, that's fine.
Yeah, she can look at you and say, hey, good idea, go do that. So, let's go back and let's cover this computer thing one more time, because pretty much my plan is that you're not going to have any computers by next week, and you're going to be like, okay, now what do I do?
Well, pretty much, like I said, you don't have a computer at home. You have a child 0 to 5 in the home, and you're low income, give me a call, 760-355-1225. And once you pass the test with an 80% or more, purchase internet, bring me back the form saying you have internet, and I give you your free computer. That's
enough. Voila.
Voila.
And
you're part of filling in the digital divide. By getting that computer, you're becoming part of the whole internet access.
And if you swing and miss on that test the first time, you take your four classes?
Take the four classes. You'll be ready to retake the test, and then you
get hooked up.
Get connected.
If yes. Different land, different words. if people are interested in Treehouse and interested in your services for kids and parents, is there a different number? Is it different?
Yeah, definitely. It's 760-355-0175. Ask for Laura or Rosie or Jacqueline, and they'll help you out. They will tell you what they do and what they require as well.
And if they say they heard it on Let's Talk About It, it's $40 a month, right? Special.
$40 a month, yeah.
Introductory fee.
There you go. Or $10 a day for a day pass. So, you know, if you don't want to pay the whole 40, it's $10 a day. You could go whenever you want. You could be there all day. We're open from 9 to 5.
Great.
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Now, you guys aren't going to throw out anything at the fair, are you?
No.
No booze? No?
No.
No.
Got our hands full right now with this technology fair we got to focus on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
we're getting everything ready. And once again, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Frank Wright Middle School in Imperial. You're all invited.
All right, Mark Paris, Public Relations Director for the Treehouse in Imperial. See, when they don't give you a title, you can kind of just jump in and put whatever sounds good in the moment, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Rosie, that was me. Okay, he didn't tell me to call him that, so just let you know. This is Let's Talk About Your Roy. Thanks for coming aboard today. Was it good for you?
Yeah, thank you. Yourself? Yes, I appreciate the, having me here.
Was it good enough that you're going to tell all your relatives you're on podcast now?
Yes.
Sweet. If you want the podcast, go to kxlradio.com. Don't forget, don't miss the treehouse, don't miss the computers, and don't miss their computer fair over at Frank Wright Middle School on March 19th from 9 to 3.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
Sounds like fun.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. This is Let's Talk About It. Join us again for another fun-filled episode next week, same time, same station, same fading voice. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.